So I see him on Friday. He walks into the room, and all of a sudden he gets met with chants of King! King! That was quite a greeting.
Only at a wake, right?
So Monday, Monday, November 15th. Circle that date.
Okay.
Do you want to go up to the UMass basketball game with Penn State on Monday the 15th?
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah. Up
oh,
at the
I'm
Mullen
there.
Center?
That's cool.
Yeah. Never
Monday,
been to the
Mullen. November 15th.
Monday, November 15th.
I don't think I'm doing anything that night.
I've got.
I don't do anything any night, so. Yeah,
perfect.
I'll go. So.
Yeah, I've got a football game Saturday, then Sunday I'll get myself out of there and get up there and do the game on Monday and go back Tuesday morning.
Mullen Center?
Yeah. Never done a game there. I've done a game at the Springfield Civic Center and games at Currier's Cage. Never at Mullen.
The Mullen is basic. There's nothing, spectacular about it, but it's a nice arena. So.
Yeah, good.
I've been there probably four or five times. So,
yeah, been there more than I have.
Good size. Probably seats about 10,000.
So, oh, good. Good. So, we got that. It'll be
quite a week
State's...
with water here. So.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, my goodness. Our governor an hour ago declared a state of emergency. Somebody's got to let the moron. It rained yesterday, Let them know. You're a day late,
Well, I'm talking to Dick Girardi, speaking of basketball, my broadcast partner for basketball, Dick Girardi. I talked to him today because he lives in Yardley, just over the river, over the Delaware River from Trenton.
Yep, that was bad there.
And I said, how was it? Because I've been to Dick's house before. And he said, Steve, you wouldn't really know that here. He said, yeah, it rained. He said, but it would be just a big rainstorm here. He said, just south of here, a tornado went over the bridge, literally. He said New Hope and a couple of other places and Yardley Township were just completely underwater, and on the Jersey side, really, really bad. And there was obviously some tornado damage over there. So
I saw that video over the bridge. That was nuts. That was a huge tornado. There were many, huge tornadoes, catastrophic tornadoes. The videos were just incredible.
People couldn't
Category
believe it.
Category 3, right? Some of them?
Yeah. Dick said, now here, where he was, he said, I was just north of it. He said, here, it rained, but that's all it did was rain. He said, you know how my house is set up. I said, yeah. I said, it should be a problem for you. He said, yeah. He said, it wasn't. He said, but you go 5 to 10 miles south of here? He says, it's unbelievable.
No, we got swamped. We got 6 to 8 inches of rain. And we had a hurricane last weekend, so the ground is saturated. Yeah. I was hired to find a way to keep water from going into Mill on the River.
That's
a restaurant. Now it's a restaurant on the river. And there's a hole in their wall. So I come up with this damper to go in the hole so the drain will still work, because you have to see it all. But this place has a covered bridge, walking bridge to get to it that goes over the river and a waterfall, and it's beautiful. And I'm out there in the rain yesterday morning in the river trying to mount this damper that I came up with and screw it to the wall. It's a stone wall, and I'm up waist deep in water. And I got the darn thing on there. I got it cocked up good, and, man, it starts pouring. So I go home at night, and I'm like, man, there's this. I can't sleep. I don't know if it's going to work or not, because if it doesn't work, the whole restaurant will flood. And it's a big 12-inch hole. So I drive down this morning, and I'm coming down Route 30. I come around the corner, and I see the fire department rescue crews. I'm like, oh, crap. Well, failure. So I pull in. The whole place is flooded. The water went so high, it went over the wall.
Wow.
Yeah, it went over the wall and flooded the restaurant. So once they drained everything down, my thing worked. But it didn't matter because the water went over the wall. And I'm telling you, it was 10 feet up. There was, I've built everything at this restaurant. The water was flooded over their boardwalk, over, I've never seen that much water in my life. And wow. It went from, you know, a nice little river with a beautiful waterfall to the Colorado River. It was unbelievable. I mean, where I entered the river was 10 feet deep. You wouldn't even survive being in it. So.
Right.
That's my story. Fun. At first, I thought my thing failed, but it didn't fail. It worked, because once they drained it all down, the water was not coming back in again. They're determined the water went over the wall. It was only 4 inches from the top of the wall when I got there this morning. So.
Yikes.
Yeah, I've never seen nothing like it. Oh, well. So, anyway.
Well, let's have fun and pick games. I was going to say let's have fun and break down Gardner.
Oh, I got some good games, huh? These are good.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say let's have fun and break down Gardner Minshew, but I don't think Matt would find that fun. So
get
we'll
the lingerie
back.
On the deck. Call the janitor.
Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Time to pick games. I remember when Gardner Minshew was at Washington State. He played really well.
Cool.
Well, how come they have so many big time games on the first week?
Get everybody going.
Yeah. I mean, it's great, but you know, they would be better games if they were later on in the year, I think.
Yeah, that's what happens when you schedule by panic.
But we'll get to those in a little bit. So last week, Steve and I went 5-0. King, you officially went 4-1, but technically you were 5-0.
No, I'm 4-1. I took it. I was rooting for Nebraska. They stink.
Yeah, they do.
My goodness.
Yes, they do.
My goodness. They're not a very good football team.
No.
What happened there? I mean, they were a powerhouse. And they just, I don't know. I watched the game. I was like, man.
And Scott Frost can't coach either. He's already lost that locker room. I don't think he had it to begin this season.
Well, he's a hothead, you know. It doesn't work. So.
Yeah.
So all right. I took one for the team, but I stand behind it. I was rooting hard for him. I'd have been bragging if they won. So.
All right.
They didn't.
We'll get to some Big Ten action in a little bit, but now we'll start with tonight, Boise State and UCF. Steve.
I'll go with UCF in the humidity of Orlando.
King?
I got UCF.
I'm going to take UCF as well. Next one. This is Friday night, tomorrow night, UNC at Virginia Tech, a big one in the ACC early on. King?
I got North Carolina.
I love me some Sean Powell, baby. He's going to light it up. Although Virginia Tech's a pretty good team, but I'll take UNC on the road. Steve?
Actually, I don't think Virginia Tech's a really good team, to be honest with you. They got quarterback problems. North Carolina's biggest problem is they lost 2 1,000-yard rushers from last year. That's a problem. But Sam Howell has just continued to mature a quarterback. He's one of the top quarterbacks in the country. I think he's the difference maker in this game, and I think North Carolina will win.
Now we go back to Friday or tomorrow. This is Saturday, actually. 3:30.
Yourself together.
It's been that kind of show. Indiana at Iowa, 17-18 matchup. I think this is a very intriguing matchup, Steve.
Contrasting styles. I mean, I can tell you right now, I could go on a whiteboard and draw up the Iowa plays. They run the same ones over and over again. They just execute beautifully against the team in Indiana that is dynamic. I think the difference is Michael Penix at quarterback, and I think Indiana will win the game even on the road.
I agree. I got the Hoosiers as well. I like Penix. I like his game. I think he makes a big play late. Iowa's quarterback been a little inconsistent, or he was last year. So I'll take Indiana on the road. King.
Indiana's defense is very skeptical. I got Iowa.
Okay. That's our first split. All right. Now to tonight, Oklahoma State, jeez. Ohio State and Minnesota. King.
I hate Ohio State, and they got a freshman quarterback that nobody really knows a lot about, so I'm going to take Minnesota.
Oh, all right. I like it. Steve?
Get yourself together.
To me, it can't be that automatic. It's Ohio State, and they're going to beat everybody. That's a bunch of crap.
Ohio State,
well,
Ohio
State. You know?
I have no idea how good Stroud is. Zero. I've never seen him play, not even in a mop-up role. I know their wideouts are terrific. The tight end is very good. Master Teague is not a great running back, but he's a good running back. I think Minnesota's offensive line might be able to do some damage up front against Ohio State. I think Ohio State will win. But I think it's going to be a little bit better game than people realize. Minnesota, I think, might be able to run the ball. And Tanner Morgan's not a great quarterback, but he's good enough to help out Muhammad Ibrahim at tailback.
I 100% agree, Steve. I think this is going to be a close game, but I think we'll see how we'll get a good idea of C.J. Stroud, at least for somewhat tonight. It's a tough start for him. But I think he's got a lot of weapons to help him navigate this game. But it's going to be definitely a closer game than what people think. I like Ohio State.
I just think Minnesota's going to struggle covering Olave and Wilson.
I agree.
It's one thing, okay, we can shut down Olave. But the problem is Wilson's there, too. And that becomes a big problem.
UConn could beat Ohio State.
Are you sure about that?
They got to beat Holy Cross this weekend. UConn's just hoping they score a point.
I was about to say, I hate to say it, Holy Cross has a very good chance to win that game.
I think they're going to win. UConn stinks.
Holy Cross is a very, very good team.
They got to get rid of this moron.
I'm not sure UConn could beat the Ohio State band.
I'm not sure UConn will even have a team next year, so whatever.
There you go.
It's my school, baby.
Yeah.
My home. I'm a. What do you call it, a homer?
You're a homer. Yeah.
Yeah.
You live and die with them, and I respect that.
UConn women.
That's right. Yeah. Still got them. All right. Sunday night. My Fighting Irish at Florida State. King.
I got Notre Dame.
Steve.
Well, Jack Cohn, the Notre Dame quarterback, started against Penn State a couple of years ago in Beaver Stadium. Didn't like him. But the problem that Florida State has is that they don't have any players. So Notre Dame has more players. Notre Dame wins.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what to expect from ND this year. I think they're very high. They're higher ranked than I thought they would be. I think there may be I could see two or three losses this year, honestly, but I think they win this game because Florida State's
very well
in such a bad shape. For the most part. Yeah. Up and down with Brian Kelly, but I'm going to take the Irish to
He speaks
win
highly
one.
Of you.
He likes you.
Yeah. Although, he He's always struggles on the road. I don't care who it is. He could be playing UConn, they'd still struggle on the road. But
No.
They exaggerate a little bit.
UConn would struggle with the Notre Dame.
They couldn't play UConn on the road because they'd have to play at the Meadowlands. They already told UConn that. Their stadium's not big enough.
Exactly. That's right, yeah.
Exactly.
But I'll take the Irish for now. But, yeah, Brian Kelly still needs to work on his big game in road coaching for me after all this time. But overall, it's been a decent tenure, I'd say. Anyway.
Didn't they beat Clemson in Clemson last year?
They
beat him at South Bend.
It was at South Bend, but that was when Trevor Lawrence was out because of COVID protocols.
All right.
And even that, they almost lost the game. So.
Well, I heard something interesting today about COVID that many, many people are calling last year just a phony year and not. And they were right the way they explained it because you didn't have a home field advantage. There was no crowd noise. There was no... You know, so quarterbacks could pretty much do whatever they wanted in any stadium they went into. So you never really saw what it really should have been. So they were cutting on Tom Brady. Anyway, that's the Boston media.
There you go.
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, up in the booth, we could hear the signals on both teams all the time because there's nobody in there.
Yeah, and they said that was just a huge, huge advantage for the opposing quarterback. So whatever. It's equal both ways. What's our final game?
And our game of the week. Georgia, Clemson, Steve.
Oh boy, I'm gonna go with Georgia to win the game. If Georgia is what everybody claims to be, they've got to win a game like this. It's neutral field. It's in Charlotte, so it's not a home field for either team. It's 50-50 on the tickets. JT Daniels has not lost a start at quarterback, so let's see if he can get it done.
King?
Well, I was thinking the same way, but I did a little reading. Georgia's got a lot of injuries, the key players, and that happened in practice. So I'm going to go with Clemson.
I'm going to go Clemson here as well. I like Clemson's now quarterback after seeing a good bit of him with Notre Dame last year. I think he can take that next step. And I still like Clemson's defense a lot, too. I think there's still a lot of talent there. Good game though, but I'm going with the Tigers.
What time's that game? Is that 7:30 game?
Yeah, that's the Saturday night game of the week.
Oh, I might be back at home in time to watch it. Good.
With a victory.
Exactly.
You have to win.
I agree. I Steve can't pick it, but I like Penn State.
Got to. It's got to be a big year for the Nittany Lions.
So you like Penn State as well, Saturday, King?
Yeah, I think they're going to win.
There you go.
I love the head coach. I think he can get his team prepared, and he knows. He knows he's got to have a big year this year. So
there you go. We won't count it, but we'll throw it out there. King and I like Penn State.
They're very well coached. I hope they run the table this year. So.
Wouldn't hurt my feelings. All right. So.
There you go, boys. We have our exactly full
our
slate ready to go.
Week.
Then next week, we finally get to add some NFL.
Yeah. And there we go. I cannot fall way behind like I did last year. Making stupid picks because I don't like people. Oh, whatever. You can't pick with your heart. You got to pick with your head. So, anyway.
Yeah, I stayed that way for a long time until I finally picked Dallas to beat the Giants when I had a chance to win.
Right.
That's so funny. It was so funny, Matt. We would just put the game in there just so he would pick the Giants.
Oh, I
to
know.
Win.
Hey,
and then you knew he was serious the year that he said Dallas. It's like, oh my God, he wants to win.
I got competitive. Like, okay.
I could never pick against the Giants. It's against the Cowboys. And he finally, after losing by a combined total of about 100 points, he said, you know, they're never going to beat the Cowboys.
It's like there's a certain point where you look around and go, don't be an idiot.
Can't pick with your heart. You got to pick with your head.
That's right.
Like signing Gardner Minshew. You can't make moves with your heart.
Or apparently with a shirt. Did you hear this story?
Oh, come on.
Apparently, they met when Sirianni was still in Indy at the Combine, and they were playing horse, and Gardner Minshew got so competitive, he took his shirt off.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful. This is what you want to hear with the guy you just signed.
So this is the criterium you use to sign a guy? Really?
Apparently.
And you wonder why, Ian, you wonder why fourth place is a goal.
I've been okay with everything he's done so far for the most part, so but we'll see ultimately next Sunday.
It's the preseason. It's hard to goof that up.
Okay, boys. Have a safe trip, Steve.
All right,
thanks. Have a safe weekend, Matt, and go Penn State 1-0.
There we go.
November 15th, King. Got to be there.
I've got it circled on my little calendar right here. I'm good. I'm already there. I'll tell the wife tonight. Don't plan anything Monday, November 15th.
There you go.
Got it.
See you, King.
Just say, okay. Bye, guys.
See ya. All right, tomorrow, Neil Riddell, Donnie Collins on the show. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.